Great minds have great ideas. Neil Bledsoe enjoyed a very good opinion of himself, but the inspiration which had struck so abruptly was brilliant, peerless, and the answer to all his problems. Where the hell was that brochure? Impatiently he dumped the wastebasket, ignoring the cigar ashes and crumpled balls of printer paper. He found it finally and spread open the wrinkled flyer. Quality printing, quality paper, no expense spared. The first panel told the story. The Christie Caper, a centennial celebration of the birth of Agatha Christie, the greatest detective story writer of all time. September 9 to September 15, the Palmetto House, Broward's Rock Island, South Carolina. Co-sponsored by England's present-day crime queen, Lady Gwendolyn Tompkins, and Death on Demand bookstore proprietor, Annie Lawrence Darling. They'd all be there. All those bloody women writers and editors and agents and the damn pansy men who wrote whodunits instead of real blood and guts mysteries. Neil leaned forward, selected a cigar from his humidor. When it was lit, he rolled the oily smoke over his tongue, savoring the pungent masculine odor that enveloped him. Women hated cigars, so he smoked them everywhere, especially in elevators.